100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. And, okay, so we have these weekly challenges. I post a topic, you come up with the stories, and sometimes people take a little extra time to get their story in. And then there's the times where my spam filter accidentally catches their story. This is one where I screwed up. It's my fault. I'm sorry. Gwen, who is new to the podcast, sent in a story for the previous weekly challenge of Win. And so now you get the spotlight because my stupid spam filter. Usually Gmail is a lot better than that. And on my weekly reminder, I say, check your spam filter. I forgot to. So please, 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 I'm sorry, okay? But here's your story. Everybody enjoy.
The word is win. By Aspen Gwen Womack Odonda. Read by Eva Harley. Driven to win, but lost in reality. Within a dream and a space and a time none around her understand. To win means so much more than to cross the finish line. To thrive against oneself in a universe unforgiving of itself in its own abandon. But to win, really to win, is to be comfortable in one's skin in this space within that only the soul sees, knows, and understands. Expressed only by bliss and opportunity. The truth of one's reality, an unspoken story that is hers and hers alone. The truest winner, and only in this place, she wins.
Thank you, Gwen and Eva. I'm really sorry for the spam filter catching it. Also, another thing, if you don't feel like recording your own story or for some reason you can't, reach out to somebody on the podcast and say, hey, can you read it for me? Or ask a close friend or your evil twin. I don't know. Also, but don't ask me. I read enough of them. But thank you, Gwen, for your patience and kindness. And thank you, Eva, for bringing more people to the madness. Was that evil enough?